Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiker. Freddie Kiker is the most knowledgeable person I know.
You are such a kind man.
When it comes to obscure facts.
Like most people, I know enough to know there's a lot more to know.
I know enough to be dangerous. Yes. That's about it.
There are no experts in minutiae.
No, I guess not. But you're about as close as we can get.
You can get a master's in minutiae, but getting a doctorate's tough.
Yeah, I guess so.
PhD, which would be truly for minutiae, would be piled higher and deeper.
True.
Yes.
That's true.
Today we're doing the movies. The movies.
Heck, I might even know the answer to this.
I think you might. Here we go, folks. You ready?
Let's see what happens. All right.
Here we go. The movies. What object falls onto a Kalahari Desert village at the beginning of the movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy? What object falls onto a Kalahari Desert village in Africa at the beginning of the movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy?
Something that Wile E. Coyote ordered from Acme?
Acme, exactly.
I don't know. I never saw it.
Obviously, you did not see this movie.
I did not.
It came out in 1980.
All right.
It was very well received. Get your Red Hots and Atomic Fireballs and...
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from DSI Comedy Theater. It's half off. $20 worth of tickets available now for $10. Did you know that DSI Comedy has a brand new location at 462 West Franklin Street? DSI has earned a reputation as the best comedy theater in the South, with its critically acclaimed performances of improv, sketch, and stand-up comedy. It's half off from DSI Comedy Theater. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, I did not know the answer to that question. What object fell onto the...
Kalahari Desert. The beginning of the movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. It was falling onto a locale in southern Africa into a band of natives who had no real knowledge of the outside world.
Right.
And the object that fell, that became a fascination for them, was an unbroken, falling from an airplane, Coke bottle.
Really?
A Coke bottle.
Wow.
Yep. It's a South African movie that came out in 1980. It was set in Botswana. It was a comedy about those band of natives and what happened when they discover this thing, all the uses that they could get out of it, and then it also, kind of the sobering part of the story, led to jealousy and rage and envy for those who had this thing. But it was a tossed-out, unbroken glass Coke bottle, and it was seen as a boon from the gods, and the movie's all about the craziness that went on amidst the villagers after it was found. Actually, there were some sequels.
Yeah.
And it was very well received and reviewed.
I've never seen that movie. I have to go see it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty funny.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, thanks, Freddie.
Thank you so much.
And have yourself a great day.
Have yourself
a merry little...
So I'll see you tomorrow.
Got it. I'll be ready for it.
All right, pal.